Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I definitely want to talk Timberwolves basketball before they tip off in around, 40 minutes or so after the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks play. And right now, does that say third quarter? I can't see from
third quarter, minute 11 left.
And the Celtics lead, do you see what the score is?
91-76, Boston's up.
All right, so they're up a ton. They'll probably push it to a game six. This without Jason Tatum, and they're playing in Boston tonight. So it looks like the Celtics, which I'm not going to go ahead and call this game because we've seen Boston blow big-time leads before, and this when they had Tatum in games one and two. So the bottom line is we've still got a quarter to go in Boston. But things are looking pretty good for them to extend the series at least to a game six. But tonight at Target Center, the Wolves facing the Golden State Warriors. And it's pretty simple in my opinion. The Wolves need to close out the Warriors tonight. Do I believe that the Wolves could lose tonight and still win if they go back to a game six in Golden State? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could they win if they came back here for a game seven? Yeah. Don't put yourself through that. I don't want to deal with that because there's something that I don't want to deal with. Specifically, there's a person I don't want to deal with. And that person is Steph Curry. Now, do I think that if Steph Curry was to return and play in this series that he'd be 100%? Of course he wouldn't be. But Steph Curry's one of the GOATs. He doesn't have to be 100% to have an impact on a game. So I don't even want to run the risk, and I tweeted this last week. The next time the Wolves face Steph Curry, I hope it's next year. And I know some of you out there are probably like, well, hold on, Lake. Are you scared? No, I'm not scared. But why deal with the drama? I don't want to deal with the drama. I don't want to deal with it. I want to get it over with tonight. And by the way, there's benefits of getting it over tonight. You're going to have a little bit more rest because Denver and OKC are slugging it out. You know what I think is going to happen in that series? I think they're going to go to a game seven. Because I think when it goes back to Denver, Denver's going to win that game six. I think that's what's going to happen. Let's get all the rest that we can get. Because you know what else is going to happen in the Western Conference Finals if the Wolves advance to the Western Conference Finals, which I anticipate they will? We won't have home court advantage. We'll be starting out on the road. So from that perspective, finish it tonight. There's one thing that I want to see more than anything else tonight. I want to see the attack mode. I want to see the killer mentality. I want to see the Wolves come out and put their foot down and be all over the Warriors in that first quarter. Game two, after they blew game one, let's be honest. When Steph leaves the game and they're trailing at halftime by what, like 10? We had an entire second half to cut into the deficit, to get a lead, to get a win in game one. We didn't do that. We allowed them to balloon their lead out, and then we made a run, but it wasn't good enough. And so you lose game one. And then in game number two, we were playing like our hair was on fire. 13-0 to start the game.
Was like a perfect
It was
quarter.
Ready game
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Ant, Anthony Edwards. I know you're not listening to me right now, but listen, bro. Listen, we talked about this a couple years ago. When you were going to develop into being a stud player, and you went and absolutely 100% done that, we talked about things that could happen here, right? Like you being the face of the franchise, you being a dominant player, you being one of the faces of the league, and there's certain things that I wanted you to do. Besides leading us to a championship, which I hope you do, remember I talked to you about opening up a Krispy Kreme? I'll chip in a few dollars on the Krispy Kreme, bro. And I still want that Krispy Kreme in Minnesota. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. I got introduced to Krispy Kreme when I was in college in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's from the A. So I'm like, bro, but please, tonight, come out, man, and be aggressive. And I'm not trying to hate on Anthony Edwards, but I think that Anthony Edwards at times is too passive. Like in the first half, he's just kind of like easing into another. This is what I think is going to happen tonight. Okay, follow me, Josh. And if anybody wants to weigh in, they can. 651-461-9226. I think that Jimmy Butler is going to come out aggressive. Jimmy Butler is somebody that was criticized for his lack of shots. Because I think in the last game, didn't he take 9 shots the entire game? I think he took like 9 shots.
Yeah.
Which, Steph's not playing, Jimmy. You need to be the guy. You're the one they traded for. And they gave you a contract extension. Like Jimmy Butler, it's a Tupac game, bro. All eyes on you. Remember that song, All Eyes on Me? I love Tupac. Mm-hmm. All eyes are on you, Jimmy Butler. You got to take care of business tonight. Now, if Jimmy Butler scores, let's say he scores 40, do I think that they win? As in Golden State? Maybe. But likely not. Because what Jimmy Butler does tonight, I don't think is what would make the make or break what happens with the Warriors. I think that the Warriors, to me, are so challenged from the perspective of they just don't have shooters. When Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time, when he's not available, when he's not able, when he's not healthy enough to play, Buddy Hield can knock down shots, but you are stretched thin to get anything accomplished on the perimeter. Jimmy Butler's not a three-point threat. He's not. Can he knock down an occasional three? Yes. Can Draymond Green knock down an occasional three? Yes. But do those guys scare me? Of course not. Of course not. Do I think that the Wolves win tonight? I do. I think that they win tonight. Just because I think that Golden State, by the time that we get into the second half, they're going to be exhausted. And so my prediction tonight for score is that the Wolves win. I will go with 107 to 100. 107 to 100.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they won't cover.
Yeah.
By the way, Draymond outside. Green, you see he got fined like $50,000. Yeah, because he made some comments at the end of the game about point spreads and all this stuff. It's like, dude, officials aren't thinking about that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No.
Let's take a phone call from Clark in St. Paul. What's up, Clark?
Hey, how's it going? Good to hear you.
Thanks for calling, man. What you got for us?
You bet. Well, you know, you said you're not scared of Steph Curry. I'll tell you what, I am. I think we got lucky. I don't know if we're leading the series if he's been in there all the time. I think we've been a little streaky, and Edwards just, you know, he's great, and then he's not, and then, you know, like, I still feel like consistency is not there with him, and especially times when we really need it. I do think we'll win also tonight, but I think we got lucky, and I think OKC is going to take it, and I think they'll be maybe too tough for us.
Well, this is the thing, though, Clark. So I agree with you in regards to how we played this series. There's two different things I'd like to say. The first is, I think that because there's been no Steph, that we have gotten complacent and we're not as focused. I think that if Steph had never got hurt, I think that we would take them more seriously and would play at a different level because we would have no choice but to be focused, right? So I think that the Steph Curry injury has positively impacted the situation for us because that's one of their, well, that's their best player that's not in the series, but at the same time, negatively impacted us because we've internalized it and not maybe been as focused. So I look at that, and it is concerning just in terms of, like, it shouldn't matter whether Steph's in there or not. Go out there and try to take their heads off. Now, with regards to OKC, you got to play your best basketball because OKC, outside of the Wolves, that's the deepest team in the West.
Yeah. And we can't go out there and have a lazy game one start against them.
No.
And not be fired up just because we don't feel like it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's not champions right there.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it from Clark in St. Paul. 651-461-9226. More thoughts on Wolves versus Golden State. We get to that next year. All right, Timberwolves fans, are you excited? Are you somebody that believes it ends tonight, or do you think that Golden State has enough in them to push it back to Golden State? 651-461-9226. I do want to get to something, though, that I briefly mentioned, but we didn't elaborate because we took some phone calls earlier. But I'm superstitious, and I'm not going to apologize for it. So there's something that Josh Wheeler is able to do that it's not in me. I won't do it. Josh doesn't even know what I'm referencing, what I'm talking about, but I'm just going to mention it to him. I'm superstitious. I don't know if you're superstitious with regards to sports and stuff like that, whatever, but I am. There's something that I don't do, though. I don't wear Vikings or Timberwolves apparel on game days.
Mm.
I don't do it. I'm superstitious about it because, and I don't know how far this goes back. It goes back a few years. If I ever was to wear something Minnesota Vikings related on a game day, they lose. Same with the Wolves. Mm. So I just don't do it. I don't do it. I'm superstitious like that. After so many times of them losing, both teams losing, I said, I'm not ever going to do it again. There's only one team with me where that rule doesn't apply. And that's the Twins. That's the only, because I will go to like two games a year as just a fan. I'm not sitting in the press box. I'm not on the clock. Weekend, hanging out with a few friends. We're just sitting in the ballpark, taking in the fabulous weather. Hanging out, and I'll have some Twins apparel on, T-shirt, I have a Saints jersey, whatever. That's it. Wolves apparel, you will not catch me wearing Wolves gear on a game day. So now, any other day, you'll see me in some Wolves stuff. So like, for instance, lately, I pulled out of an old school, right after Flip Saunders passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of the workout shirts, it says, "We flip," right?
Yeah.
And I'll work out in it. I've only worked out in it a couple of times, whatever, but that's like a vintage T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
I'm cognizant of when I wear it, though, or take it to the gym. I'm not going to wear it on a day. Like, I didn't go work out today. My bad. But like yesterday, I could have worn it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I worked out, because it wasn't a game day.
Yeah.
No chance I would ever wear that on a game day. So clearly with the Wolves, you're not superstitious. Are you superstitious? Because he's, and I say he's not superstitious about the Wolves because he's got a Minnesota Timberwolves old school t-shirt on. Are you superstitious at all with regards to sports?
Not really. Especially when it comes to wearing apparel. You are not the first person I've met that kind of has that stance.
Okay.
But I try to keep a routine, especially when the playoffs come around, where it's like, all right, what food can I eat?
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
They won when they ate. When I ate this last time they won.
Oh, you're that guy?
Oh, I can be. Sometimes. I'm not a consistent superstition guy.
Okay.
But I will hold myself to it a few times, ever so often.
So if you eat a couple of different meals,
mm-hmm.
and the team that you're supporting happens to lose, you will internalize that and you will say, no, I can't do this no more.
The Wolves are 2-0 when I've gotten a Little Caesars hot and ready pizza this series. I probably won't get one tonight.
Why not? Why don't you take one for the team?
Because it's 8:24 and I'm already eating Chipotle. That's already cold.
Why didn't you think that ahead?
I had a flat tire today. I've had a day.
Oh gosh. not excuses are coming.
Oh yeah. Excuse. Hey, everybody, Draymond can make excuses, so can I.
Don't pull a P rolls, man. Don't pull a P rolls.
Okay. Let's calm down.
I mean, you got to take them for the team sometimes.
When you say workout
shirt. You knew that before going to Chipotle today.
By the way, when you say workout shirt, are you talking?
A t-shirt.
Okay. We're not talking the.
No, it's a t-shirt.
And you know what I'm talking about. The light gray Reeboks with the black sleeves that they used to wear. Arguably the best workout shirts that they had. It's actually.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
So when the Wolves, back in the day, in the Rosho Nesterovic days, those days. They used to wear the practice shirts, the Reebok practice shirts.
I don't work out in practice. Yeah, I just work out in t-shirts.
Got it. Okay.
You'd have to pull it up on the web and show me what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. But it's like a t-shirt. It's not. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Minnesota Timberwolves on there like that. But it's a t-shirt just like a t-shirt you got on. But it's just made out of some different material. But yeah, no, I just work out in a t-shirt, man. What do you work out in? You hitting the gym all like
anything that stresses around this body, that's for sure.
You're like the grunter guy at the gym, huh?
Sure.
You're the grunter guy with no shirt on.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Josh Wheeler.
I don't need a grunt.
Don't you hate the grunters?
I hate it.
The grunter people. This is like, dude,
I hate it.
And what this is what signifies you as a grunter. Okay, when I say this. We all understand that when a person's pushing big weight, that you'll make noise. We get that. But the grunters are the people that do the extra. It's like you don't need to make that type of noise to try to get everybody's attention.
Oh, but they're trying.
My goodness. Don't be that guy. And don't also be the guy that throws around the weights just because. You can set the weights down and not make all that damn noise.
It's not needed.
Gosh. That's funny. 651-461-9226. Are you guys optimistic about tonight? I am. I'm super optimistic. I think we finish it off tonight. But, Ant, if you're listening to this pregame, I know you're going to be playing in about 20 minutes. Just come out, man, with that Kobe Mamba attitude. Please, put it away tonight. You put it away tonight. And this is the other thing. I know Paul is Clark in St. Paul, he was talking about being concerned about OKC. Yeah, I'm concerned about OKC and Denver, but I'm not scared of either one of those teams. Legitimately, with if it ends up being, because Indiana's already advanced, mm-hmm. it'll be the winner of New York, Boston. Any team that's left, I think we got a shot at. I don't fear anybody. I really don't. I think that the Wolves have figured out a lot of things, and let's play.
I was talking about these. The old school gray and black.
Who works out in that? That's like a V-neck. Who works out in V-neck
shirts?
Who would work out in that? That's not a workout shirt.
That's the vintage practice shirts they used to throw on.
That's like a pregame warm-up shirt. Yeah, you don't work out in that.
Well, you gotta.
I wish I would see you at the gym working out in that damn shirt.
I'll be grunting.
I'll be clowning you so everybody they'd be like, man, why is Lake going off on Josh?
Yeah.
I wish I would see somebody working out in that. That's not a workout shirt.
It can be.
No, it can't.
What do you work out in? Are you wearing the McAfee's, the black tank tops?
No, I just work out in a regular t-shirt and sweatpants.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
Just because you've got the...
So you think the medium shirt on with
the really tight, bulging shorts.
What is your biggest reasoning as to, or logic behind why you think the Wolves get it done? Are you just... Don't give me the... Cliche. I'm not calling
without Steph. I just don't think that the Warriors have enough. Okay. I don't think they have enough, and I just
you don't think Kuminga's going to get hotter. I mean, he's going on an incline right now.
He's been playing well, but who else?
But our guy Jim Pete even said they're not winning the series of Kuminga being hot. Like he's not going to win them the series. So that ceiling, I think, is only too far.
I just think that we're too deep, we're too athletic, and we're too long for them.
Do we see who gets the most bench minutes out of tonight?
For the Wolves?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Nas, but man, Nas has been bugging the crap out of me.
he's got to activate.
Dude, chill out on the damn turnovers, dude.
The one from last game was bad, where he just kind of...
Multiple.
Towards the end of the game, he just tossed it, and it just went out of bounds. There was no chance.
When he got benched? Yeah, because Weston was like, I've seen enough. Dude, go sit down.
Yeah.
Finchie was like, I'm done here.
Do you think Finch has been good with accountability with this team?
He's been great.
Okay.
After game one, he called.
You haven't questioned it at all?
No, not at all.
He was pretty...
I'm a fan of Chris Finch.
After game one, he was pretty...
He went at Ant.
Straightforward, yeah. It starts with Ant, is what he said.
He holds everybody accountable.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yep.
All right, 651-461-9226. I'm curious about the life of an NFL Hall of Famer, but not how...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it will be portrayed on the big screen. We get to that next year on the Lake Show. I love checking out movies to learn more about iconic figures. But I have a dilemma here with regards to the great John Madden. There's going to be a movie about John Madden, okay? Amazon, MGM Studios began production on, it's entitled Madden. And as much as I'll fully transparent, I'll watch it. I'll check it out. But I'm not excited to see it, not because I don't love John Madden and everything that he brought to the game of football, and specifically Madden as a game, and his story and his rise and just his brilliance as the Oakland Raiders head coach, and then eventually iconic broadcaster. Nicolas Cage is playing him. And I don't know how you guys feel. I'm not a Nicolas Cage fan. Nicolas Cage, once upon a time, was great. What's the last good movie that Nicolas Cage did? Maybe I'm understating his significance still as an actor. But Nicolas Cage doesn't do anything for me anymore. The last movie that Nicolas Cage was good in was what? And I say it in all seriousness, what was the last really good movie that he was in? Are you a Nicolas Cage fan, Josh Wheeler? Because he's going to be Madden?
I don't like the Madden persona.
It's a buzzkill for me.
It is. It kind of ruins, it puts a sour taste in my mouth.
It does. That's movie. How I feel too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the last one was the, now I'm blanking on the
Face Off?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean that was 1997.
National Treasure was pretty good for us kids, but.
That was 2004. I didn't see National Treasure. Full transparency. Yeah, I didn't see fine. That one. Con Air? Gone in 60 Seconds was a great movie. Mm-hmm. But seriously, Nicolas Cage is going to be John Madden? Nicolas Cage is just a weird dude nowadays. He is. I don't know. And maybe I shouldn't get so caught up into being anti-Nicolas Cage, but it kind of diminishes any excitement that I would have for a John Madden movie. Now, I haven't thought long and hard about who should play John Madden. Like, who could get away with playing John Madden? I guess that'd be the other question. If not Nicolas Cage, then who? Nicolas Cage is just a weird dude nowadays. He is. Come on, man. What?
He's doing just fine for his life. I think he's doing just fine with the movies he's made. Obviously, they've been good enough to make him a legend.
Well, he had all that weird stuff going on. Remember when he had all of the money with he was losing all the money?
Yeah.
Remember he had the bankruptcy stuff, whatever?
Yeah.
During that entire time, like, he just ended up being a super weird person.
True.
But I haven't followed him in the last couple of years. He said in an interview, I don't think a day goes by where I'm not mistaken for Nick Cave. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Nicolas Cage. If there was a movie about Josh Wheeler.
Oh, boy.
Not who would you want to play you. I didn't say want. Who do you think would play you based on looks that look like you?
It's a good question. I have no idea. Nobody looks like me.
Oh, everybody looks like somebody.
No.
What?
No, I don't know. I honestly, I'm trying to think. I'm not good at a lot of actors' names. I mean, I wouldn't mind Christian Bale playing me.
You look nothing like Christian Bale.
That's true. Christian Bale can morph himself into anybody, though.
Let's be realistic. Who do you look like? Let's start there.
Oh, boy.
Everybody has a doppelganger.
I feel like I'm being set up.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking you to be real with yourself. This is one thing that I've heard for a long, long time. Mm. From the very first year of Sludge and Lake, which was 2004, there was somebody that people would refer me to me to in terms of, like, I look like him or favor him. Mm. Can you guess who that is?
Idris Elba?
No.
No? I see a lot of Idris Elba in you.
No. I wish that would mean I'm.
Yeah, I was gonna say you'd be jacked.
I'm one of the.
Yeah.
You saying I'm fat?
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm not fat.
To be determined. It didn't work out today, so it tells me a lot.
This is true. The one person that people have said forever that I favor is Wayne Brady. Yes.
I see.
And this is the only reason why I say that I guess is because it's not one or two people that have said that throughout the years. I'm talking about like dozens of people have said that. And I'm like, I don't think that I look like Wayne Brady. And I've had numerous women say, that's not an insult. That's a compliment.
That can be an insult.
Okay. Wayne Brady, though? I don't think I look like Wayne Brady. I don't know who you look like.
Okay.
I got to figure out who you look like, man.
You're going to be looking for a while. I should.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ask AI who I look like. That's what I should do.
AI?
Yeah, AI can do anything. AI can do a 3-hour radio show.
If you asked AI who I look like, they'd be like, who's Henry Lake? I don't know who that is. AI don't know me.
The guy that used to get free meals at the KFN, the restaurant.
This is true. Can I get free meals here?
Maybe.
I'd love to. Hey, when's the
until people start using takeout like they did that restaurant. They're going to...
Oh, did you hear the rant from the... Did you hear me, the show on Monday?
I did not.
So there was a guy that he was in the sauna.
Yeah.
I was out in Chanhassen. Mm-hmm. He was upset because he believes that you should not be able to call ahead of time, call in coffee orders. That if you go to a coffee place, you should have to sit in line and wait, because he feels that people that are there, and if there's a line and if somebody calls one in, that people have to, you know, step away and start doing the mixing in the takeout orders with the people that are. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. If you can't call in a coffee order, where can you ever do takeout?
Yeah,
like, so are we anti-carryout at all?
That's a hot take.
That was quite the hot take. Now, I didn't engage in the conversation because I have a rule that you don't talk in the sauna.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there trying to do three things. I'm trying to meditate, I'm praying, and I'm, you know, doing deep breathing.
Yeah.
But I looked out, my face kind of frowned up. I was like, this guy's serious? He's upset with people calling in coffee orders? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I thought it was kind of a Josh Wheeler take, to be honest with you.
Jeez. Fun. Do we want to get into the Curry Puckett's not Minnesota's GOAT, or do you want to really fire that bad?
Yeah, when you said that, you lost me. Don't bring that up again ever. Don't you ever bring that up again on this show. We were on remote last year.
Who the real
the Big
is.
Ten tournament. I'm at, what's the name of the spot down the street?
Tom's
Watch Bar. Yes. And we're having a conversation. And Josh Wheeler, with the most ridiculous sports take ever with regards to Kirby Puckett and the Minnesota Twins and him not being a GOAT, I was like.
No, I put it up against Randy Moss.
Dude, if you had been sitting there on the remote with me, I probably would have fought you in front of everybody. I probably would have. I was legitimately upset, and you knew it. You're like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
I got to chill
out.
Yeah,
we spent the whole segment and a half talking about it.
Yeah. You knew you'd take me off.
But, yeah, it's Nick Cage is an interesting choice for John Madden. That's an interesting personality, by the way. Game over.
Game over. Six. Game over, people. We got an update. The Boston Celtics have pushed it to a game six. They're headed back to New York.
Can they do it?
They're trailing 3-2. Oh, they could win in New York. They could.
Yeah.
I actually could see the Boston Celtics winning the series.
Mm,
it'd be
really?
Tough. Yeah, New
yeah,
York's got a
ceiling is only so high without Jason.
They won by 25 tonight. New York's got some choke in them.
New York probably also let off the gas.
Probably. Probably. We're not going to let off the gas because we got one more segment left right here at the Late Show. All right, quick reminder here in the final couple of minutes here of the show. Oh, quick on-air note, 5550, please. Josh, 5550?
5550.
Yeah, I need that to be out.
All right.
The Wolves and Golden State have tipped. And at Target Center. And so the obvious is that, as they showed leading off to the tip-off, that Steph Curry, not playing, not active, not available. First bucket of the night goes to Rudy Gobert on a nice feed from Anthony Edwards. Jimmy Butler. Oh, he didn't shoot it. He passed it for three. So, yeah, we are underway. We've tipped it off. Wolves, Warriors, I can't wait to get home. Most importantly, I can't wait till Josh Wheeler goes and gets that pizza from Little Caesars to make sure that the to make sure that the Wolves indeed get this victory tonight.
Get
some
pizza.
Superstitious, man.
Get some pizza.
Take one for the team, man.
Hey,
go to Little Caesars.
I was a little worried when I had a flat tire today. I'm like, this is not a good omen for things to come here in Minnesota. That's why I was so late getting here today.
But if you know. That,
but I overcame it, and that's what the Wolves
need. It's the recipe for success. Why wouldn't you just make sure that's the meal for tonight?
It's true.
You went and got your Chipotle.
It's fun.
By the way, speaking of Little Caesars, dude, it's been a couple of years since I've had Little Caesars. What is your go-to at Little Caesars?
I'm just regular, just the classic Pep. I love their deep dish, though. The deep dish is pretty good.
They do deep dish.
That's why you're dribbling the double coverage. What are you doing?
He still makes some mistakes.
He's good, though. He might be the best player on this team. He might be. He might be.
Dude. That's not as bad as the Kirby Puckett take, but that's a preposterous take.
Who's been better than Julius this series?
He's not better than Ant. Stop.
Okay.
You know that. Don't do this.
Okay.
Don't go down that road, bro. You're setting yourself up.
Apparently, I am.
I got to tell you something, though, real quickly.
Oh, boy.
I have a confession to make about Little Caesars.
Let me guess.
I've never had their deep dish.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had their actual pizza in forever.
Yeah.
So since 2013, there's only been one thing that I've ordered from Little Caesars.
Crazy bread.
It is their cheese bread and crazy bread. That's it. I love their cheese bread. The cheese bread from Little Caesars is top tier. My mouth is watering as I talk about it. It's that good, dude. It really is.
Yeah. I'm a big cheese bread guy.
Oh. And that's the thing that you can just walk in and it's done already.
Mm-hmm.
You have to call ahead of time. Well, I think a bunch of the pizzas are like that, though, right? You can walk in and just...
Especially during COVID, I became almost a 100% order-ahead person.
Okay.
We talked about coffee last segment. 100%, I rarely will ever buy coffee at the counter. So I definitely prefer having stuff ready upon arrival. It just makes life 1,000 times easier. Calmly. He just hit a three, though, earlier. So
it's fine, man.
Yeah, we're
it's
good.
Fine.
It's a tight sweat right now.
It's the first 3 minutes of the game, bro.
Yeah, Golden State can't knock down a shot, and that's a foul.
Gosh. Don't get me started on the refs. Don't get me started on the refs, because they frustrate me at times.
Why?
Seriously,
why have they been kind of swallowing it with Draymond? Just letting it fly.
They always do.
Playoffs?
Okay. Whenever he gets a technical foul, they're scared to boot him out of a game.
Got it.
And it's the playoffs.
Scared of what? Is going to come to be the boogeyman or what? What are they scared of?
They don't want to impact the series and all this other stuff.
Okay.
Julius Randle, off to a good start.
Yeah, best player in the series.
I'm so sick of you already.
Bring back Tubbs.
He's back tomorrow night.
Yes, he is.
Hey, we got a full show tomorrow night. Hopefully, we'll be talking about the Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals. Early on, it's 10-7 Minnesota. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night right here on what we like to call the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. And the show, The Late Show, baby.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts.
Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.